All right, let's do a disclaimer, though. If you have young kids, you might not want them to hear this letter. It's got a lot of stuff going on in it.
Hell, I ain't gonna know what it means.
The subject is swinger, mistress, in an open relationship. Hello. I'm a 30-something woman with a 40-something lover. We met 4 years ago and had instant chemistry from the beginning. Quite honestly, our lovemaking was and still is extremely passionate. Our spirits and intellect are so in sync. It's one of the most beautiful things that I've ever experienced. So much so that I left my husband of 12 years for this man in the hopes of a real relationship with him. He is married. About 2 years into the relationship, my lover began to discuss an open relationship and swingers clubs. He didn't necessarily suggest for us to do it, but it was up for a simple discussion. I began to consider the thought of us attending swingers clubs and decided I was ready for us to experience it together. We attended 5 times, and it has now become a routine part of our lives. It's exciting and outside of the box. However, outside of the swingers clubs, it has come to be commonplace for us, more so him, to discuss his encounters with women and hook up with women. When he begins to talk about dating them and forming a bond with these women, I found myself becoming uncontrollably jealous, sad, and very depressed. I feel second and third fiddle to these women through all of my sacrifice to him. I made the decision that I was okay with this relationship, but truthfully, I'm not. He tells me that he's in love with me, and truly, I am in love with him, which makes it difficult to leave. Should I believe him? Could he possibly want something deeper with me? To make matters worse in this equation, he's married. He barely acknowledges that he's still with her, although I've asked him several times. We spend almost every moment together, so I am not sure how he could just be separated. He refuses to discuss the details. Help me gain my thoughts and make a sane decision. I'm confused, frustrated, hurt, and going through so much pain with this relationship. I'm in love with him, but not sure if he's just not playing with my emotions, because with me, he's getting the ice cream, cake, pie, and all the toppings. Peace and God's blessings. Well, you know, you do need some God in your life, and that's for sure, because this is one of the absolute saddest letters I think we've ever read. Your life has simply spiraled out of control, starting with you leaving your husband for this man. You have allowed this man to control you with sex, and it's not lovemaking, as you call it, because there's no love here, only the love that he has for himself and for doing what he's doing with all these other people. It's not about him, though. It is about you and your low self-esteem. And you have to get it together. The truest line in this letter is, I've found myself becoming uncontrollably jealous, sad, and very depressed. You know, that's what it is. You need to leave him. You need to get yourself together. Steve, swinger mistress in an open relationship.
Swinger mistress in an open relationship. Here's this 30-year-old woman that met this 40-year-old man 4 years ago, and they had instant chemistry. The lovemaking was and still is passionate. Here's a key line in the letter, y'all. Our spirits and intellect are so in sync. Mm. Okay, we're going to find out how untrue and unimportant that is. Mm-hmm. It's one of the most beautiful things I've ever experienced. So much so that I left my husband of 12 years for this man. Other key line, lady, in hopes of a real relationship with him, he is married. Okay, hey, stupid. You left your marriage for a man that was married in hopes of a real relationship with him. Okay, now, let me go back to our spirits and intellect are so in sync. So much for his spirit. He's really a kind-spirited man, ain't he? He has a wife and is willing to do you on the side. He's so warm-spirited. 2 years into the relationship, he began to discuss an open relationship and swingers clubs. He ain't necessarily suggested for us to do, but it was just for a simple discussion. It was already an open relationship you was in, lady. He began discussing. He married, you married, he fooling around, you fooling around. That's an open relationship. Then he added the swingers club, but it was just for a simple discussion. That's a player move. That's the bait move.
Come on.
He began to consider the thought of us. I began to consider the thought of us attending swingers clubs and decided I was ready for us to experience it together. Do you think he went to the swingers club for your benefit?
Hello.
Do you think it was for you? All we do is we try to find somebody stupid enough to go along with the wild stuff we've been fantasizing about doing. That's all this is. Now, I just got to find a sucker that I can convince that it's for us and it'll heighten our sexual experience, so we ought to do it together. Guess what? Trick move, you fail for it. Once again, our spirits and intellect are so in sync. How spiritual is he now and how so in sync? Well, you attended 5 times. It has now become a routine part of our lives. It's exciting and outside the box. You damn right it's outside the box. I know what be going on in there. You damn right it's outside the box. It's outside the house. It's outside the bed. It's outside the drapes. It's outside the room. It's outside the chains. It's outside the chair. However, outside of the swingers club, now you want to cut it off now because you out the swingers club. It has become more commonplace for us, more so for him, to discuss his encounters with women and hook up with women. Really? He hooked up with you on his wife? How you think he ain't going to do it to somebody else? Then he'd have convinced you to go down to the club and do it, and you think he going to cut it off right there. Such a wonderfully spirited man. Then when he began talking about dating them and forming a bond with these women, I find myself becoming uncontrollably jealous, sad, and depressed. He talks about forming bonds with them and dating them. I feel second and third fiddle to these women through all of my sacrifices for him. Excuse me. First of all, he has not made a single sacrifice for you. Not now one. But here's the big one. How these women starting to make you feel second and third? You started the relationship as second fiddle. Mm-hmm. He had a wife. Once you sign up for that, you second fiddle. Now these women that came in, he done bumped you down to third fiddle. You hardly ever get played.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.